Blog Talk Radio.
Today on the show, I got a hot artist coming straight out of Waco, Texas. He's making and producing his own music, y'all. Y'all better watch him. He's coming for you. Let's welcome to the show, Dez Player Maze. What's up, Mr. Player Maze?
What's up, everybody? What a little glitch going on. All right. What y'all think about the juice is coming home? OJ, can't wait for you to come home. I'm going to see him. Can y'all imagine all the reality show deals he's going to get, book deals? Juice coming home. You know what? I really honestly think he should come home because that was his shit anyway. Anyway, I'm so happy, y'all. I'm really, really happy, you know, in spite of everything that happened in the past. But anyway, so moving on from that, Usher. Now, I ain't got the full 611 details, but Usher has, they claim, allegedly, gave a young lady herpes, and he had to pay her $1 point something million. So, oh my God! But what I don't understand, now this is my thing. If he gave it to her, that's nasty. First of all, but what I don't understand, what is he paying her for? Now, if it was her boyfriend, somebody that she dated, somebody on the street, a one night stand, would she get this type of money? So y'all hit me up on Instagram on Open Talk 2 on that one, because that one is kind of hard to swallow. I'm just kind of a little upset with that one, that you're getting paid. Now, I can understand paying medical bills and et cetera and so on and forth and all that, but not getting paid. So anyway, moving on from that. Well, R. Kelly at it again. R. Kelly is allegedly holding women, some of the mothers are claiming, against their will. I don't think they're being held against their will, but if the kids, the women are teenagers, whatever, they're 21 and up, if they are not calling home or texting their mom, dad, family members, etc., then yeah, that should pose as a problem. But if you're speaking to them and you know where they are and all that, then they want to be there with him. You know, let your kids stay there and get peed all on, you know. I don't know. But anyway, moving on from that one. So, one of the artists from Linkin Park, he passed away today. Allegedly, he hung himself. I got to read more from that and kind of see if that even transpired with that. Because, I mean, he did, you know, that's very, 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 very sad. You know, nowadays you never know what's going on in the world. People are just having it so bad. And I guess that's the way, you know, they are actually, you know, they turn into. That's horrifying and tragic that would actually happen. And actually they were lined up supposedly to come to Houston soon. So, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed on that as well. So, I don't know. But I'm going to drop some jams, and I'm going to come back with a little bit more dirt, gossip, and a little reality for you. So don't go nowhere. Hang with Girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Today on the show, I'm rolling with a legendary producer, artist,
oh,
Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party.
I'm hooked on you. And Wrecked the mic when I step up in his booth. Thought I was one dimensional with Jay, just the truth. And still in my youth, had the juice to produce. My mama's on the loose, yes, it came from my roots. I hoop and I shoot, broke rhymes for a reason. The neighborhood demons try to touch us every season. Back in the cup, demons said the boys would never make it. Second album jamming, now the boys trying to taste it. My heart keep on racing, goosebumps in my skin. Waiting for this label for some extra dividends. Ain't trying to make no friends, need revenge on these busters. Thought we wouldn't succeed, trying to crush a nigga dreams. Well, I'm back up on the scene, doing good at my profession. Natural born gifts and thank the Lord for every blessing. I strive to perfection every line that I drop. How the hell you gonna tell me I don't love hip hop? Really?
Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page and whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page and whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page and whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page and whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page and whatever I like.
All right, gave you a Thursday throwback. Well, it ain't really a throwback. Well, yes, it is, because I gave you some old school jams. All right, all right, all right. Again, to recap, my boy, the Juice is coming home. 73 days as of today. The parole of the century. You know what, I'm kind of happy for OJ. Again, just, you know, now it's just time for him to live his life and put things behind him and catch up with his kids and see what they've been doing and all that kind of stuff. But I am very upset with my baby, daddy, my boo thing, Kevin Hart, y'all. So allegedly he was cheating. Now, Kevin, come on now. Come on. We got to figure it out. We got to figure it out what's going down. Shaking my fingers on Kevin Hart. But all right, y'all, thank you for rolling with me today. Want to be on the show? You got some music you want to hear? You want to be interviewed? Hit me up at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com. And I'm out of here.